Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Call Pippa on 021 446 0567.
Today is World Water Day, and we're very proud about our ongoing association with the Bridget Dropula Project and the attempt to get schools more water smart. Taking a look at the website, schoolswater.co.za, and looking at the dashboard there, we can see that that project has reached well over 150 schools in this province and saved over 33 million litres of water to date. That's been our contribution, of course, with the help of many listeners and businesses who've pledged their support to that program. So a project worth celebrating on World Water Day, because boy, it's never felt more significant, has it, than it does this year in this city. And we're going to carry on via the Monday Water feature, telling you about clever products, clever strategies to help us all save water and reduce our consumption footprint. But today I want to ask somebody else who's been keeping a close eye on the issue of water saving for his summary of a couple of clever ideas and clever people involved in some pretty innovative projects. We're talking about the annual Ecologic Awards. We've mentioned them on the show before, an annual ceremony that recognizes conservation in many different sectors, water being one of them. And to give us a sense of who the finalists are in the water category this year, and particularly those who are operating here in the Western Cape, I'm delighted to welcome back the founder of the Ecologic Awards, also the publishing editor of that excellent resource, the Enviropedia, David Parry Davies. Great to have you with us again, David. Welcome to the show.
Pippa, thanks so much for having us on your show again, spreading the good word. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a great pleasure, particularly on this significant day, because there are some very, very smart organizations and strategies profiled in your shortlist this year, David. And noticeable for me that several of them are operating here, either in Cape Town or in the greater Western Cape area. People who are doing things to save water everywhere from informal settlements to five-star hotels. I thought we could chat a bit about the local nominees. Let's start with the Langroch informal settlement near Franschhoek. This is a settlement that relies quite heavily on the Berg River for its water supply, David, and we know the Berg River has had problems with the cleanliness and standard of the water.
You're hitting the nail on the head there, Pepe, and that it's not just water saving that we're talking about here. It's water and the quality of water and reuse. So it's not just saving. So with that one that you just particularly mentioned now, the entry, just get back quickly, is, okay, so the Ecologic Awards, we've got 14 different categories, one of which is the SodaStream water category. So it's that category that we're talking about now. And this particular Langroch informal settlement, so that Berg River was getting polluted, and rain comes down, you get horrific runoff into the river. So pollution into the river itself, you also then get a lot of the washing away of the soil.
Erosion, yeah.
Erosion, thank you, I'm going blank here. So what they've done is they put down this terracrete permeable paver. So it's a paver, but it allows the water to sink through it, and you've got sand underneath. So the first thing that it does is it stops that kind of runoff, mass runoff into the river. So it stops the erosion of the banks itself. Secondly, that water going through the soil that is below the terracrete purifies the water, so, you know, cleansing it there. Mm-hmm. That combination is visually a hell of a lot more attractive than, you know, your banks falling down, etc. So it's a more intelligent way of handling that water runoff. And, you know, typically when you've got hard surfaces, particularly where it's things like tarred roads, etc.,
yeah,
water that runs off that is highly polluted by the oils that gather on that tarred surfaces. So lots of areas where we've got cement or we've got tarred surfaces could be replaced by this kind of permeable paver, which makes a lot more sense. They use it a lot more in Australia than we are using it in South Africa. So an intelligent thing to do. One of the other entries that really excited me, and it's so very topical at this point in time, is this eco-latrine. You know, we've had that tragedy a short while ago of a small child falling into a long drop.
Yeah.
And the reaction we've seen is everyone saying, well, you've got to have, you know, watered sanitation. And that really needs to be re-looked at, because with the water shortage that we've got in South Africa, we really need to be using sanitation without water as much as possible. Now, what these guys have done is they've created a flat pack wooden toilet system where the excretion goes down and is picked up in sawdust, is collected separately and then taken away to be used to create biogas and also compost, which is, you know, very intelligent. And this is a situation using a sort of flat pack toilet mm-hmm. that looks like a normal long drop, but you don't have a long drop. You have a box sitting underneath it, which is removed on a regular basis, sealed units, so there's no odor, etc.
It's a lot more dignified than the old-fashioned pit toilet.
Absolutely. And you know, designing the loos to fit small bottoms, you know, you don't have a problem. It's only where you've got badly designed systems and badly maintained systems that you could, you know, have a child falling through.
Okay.
So this eco latrine excites me enormously. I think it should be promoted as much as possible in areas where there's a shortage of water.
Okay. From one extreme to the other, you've recognized the Table Bay Hotel, a 5-star hotel here in the heart of the city. What have they done specifically to earn that nomination?
A whole bunch of different things. It's not one thing. It's firstly, they've instituted a grey water collection system. So, you know, all to flush toilets and the guard use on the gardens. So mm-hmm. that grey water is one thing. They've their pool, recycling the pool backwash to use that water as well. Taken out all non-indigenous plants and replanted their gardens because that gives you 60% less water usage. They've replaced the old-fashioned irrigation systems with a drip system. Again, that gives them about a 60% improvement. You know, what isn't measured is not managed. So they've introduced these water meters throughout the hotel. Flow restrictors on taps. Then basically linen is replaced only every 4 days as opposed to every second day, and all napkins that are biodegradable. Those are the chief things that they've done. So all in all, they're saving a heck of a lot more water than they were losing before.
Okay. Now, David, what happens? Now, you've got a shortlist in this, and of course the other 13 categories as well. When will the actual winners be selected, and how?
We are okay. We've got a whole panel of people, a mixture of environmental people, heads of Endangered Wildlife Trust and Botanical Society, etc., mixed with some corporates, people like Santam, etc., Sun International, one of them, so that we're getting a mix of business and environmental people and some governmental as well. We've got Department of Environment Affairs. These judges will meet on the 6th of April and go through all the entries, judging them by the 7 virtues of ecologic. So the judging criteria is not necessarily how much did you save in terms of energy and water, etc. It's judging the entry on the basis of the thinking and the values that drives that behavior. So is this initiative holistic? Mm-hmm. Is it long-term thinking? Is it healing towards the earth and to society? So, you know, this stems from the statement by Albert Einstein: the world we have created has problems that can't be solved using the same logic that created the problem. So we've been looking at, you know, the problems that we've been facing and addressing those outcomes. But to really solve the situation long term, you've got to change the behavior and the thinking that drives our behavior. So that's what the ecologic element is, and that's what these judges are going to evaluate on the 6th of April. And then basically the winners will be announced on World Environment Day on the 5th of June. And that'll be an opportunity for all these different category winners and finalists to get together, meet each other, get inspiration from each other, get new ideas from each other, spread the news, and celebrate like anything.
David Parry-Davies, thank you so much for getting us all thinking ecologically. If you'd like to read up more, please visit www.eco-logicawards.com.